نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 7th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1443. We are here in the Havik Masjid. This masjid brings back a lot of memories because our principal, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah, was here for the inauguration of this very masjid. And we find that our graduate from Darul Newcastle, Maulana Abdul Aziz Ahmad, mashallah, rendered a wonderful Naat Sharif. And his beloved son, mashallah, our Hafiz Dr. Umar, recited wonderfully the noble Quran. So the Newcastle connection is still continuing, yea, in Havik, with the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Our topic for tonight, my brothers, is an Arabic word which you must know. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the word we are going to discuss tonight is called Irhas. I-R-H-A-S, or the plural Irhasat. Before the disk of the sun appears, then you already see on the horizon, remember some light and so forth. So before the Miladun Nabi alayhi salatu salam, the honorable birth, the greatest event of human history, so you must remember Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, let some extraordinary events take place. So what is the definition of Irhas? The introduction to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prior to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable birth, what occurred? At the time of the Miladun Nabi, when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advent took place, an honorable birth took place, what happened on that occasion? And thereafter what happened till Nubuwa? So right through the first 40 years and prior to that, all that we call the introduction, the tamheed, the irhasat. So let us start with each one. Inshallah, we see how far we go in this limited time we have. We have three radio stations. They all have their simulcast programs. And mashallah, 9 o'clock, we have to finish up. Prior to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak birth and Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about 50-55 days, you see a person came. Those of you who went for Umrah, for Hajj, you will know exactly what I am talking about. When you come from Mina and you're coming from Muzdalifah, so you will find even today, when you look at the boards, you will see that Muzdalifah ends here, and then there's a gap there like no man's land, and then you will see is a board showing there that Mina begins here. So Muzdalifah ends there, and Mina begins here, and in between. That is Wadi-e-Muhassar. So what happens there? We find it was Abraha, a king who was raging with jealousy and fury. That why are the people going to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa? So he brought his huge, huge elephants and said, Allah forbid, I am going to demolish and abolish this Kaaba Musharrafa. He came right till there, my brothers. Huge elephants and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala wants to protect the Baytullah. So what does Almighty Allah do? All of you know the surah. Tarmihim bihijaratim min sijil. The Ababil were saying small little birds, and from top they are throwing the bombs. Remember the brimstones. And in that way, Almighty Allah is showing us that I'll do whatever I want to do. Fa'alul lima yurid. That same Allah, remember, gave victory to the Taliban without one plane, without one helicopter, with their chimpals and sandals, they beat 48 countries. So this just came in, by the way. I want to show you, my brothers, the extraordinary event that took place, Irhas, to show humankind an extraordinary event is going to take place. Every strata of society, every creation, something happened extraordinary, as I will explain to you. So when you read Surah Fil, it is to show us, human being will try day and night, remember this, to extinguish Islam. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. You look at the mega media, you look at the world media, and you will see that when a Muslim commits a crime, they will hijack Islam and demonize Islam. When a Jew, Christian, Hindu does something, the religion is not mentioned. So this is an attempt, you must remember, to ensure that Islam must be demonized and people must run away. The more they try that, more people embrace Islam. That is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that was one of the major incidents, Irhas we call it, preparation for the people of Makkah to know that, remember, something extraordinary is going to occur and happen. The other side, Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's honorable father Abdullah. So he was married obviously to Sayyida Amina, a proper nikah. Not what the Arabs were doing at that time. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam nasab nama, Mubarak lineage is 100% pak and pure and clean. Remember that. There is no mix up and adulteration. And remember that now Sayyida Amina was expecting. He went away. Where did he go to? He said, I'm going to Gaza. Why did he go to Gaza? So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, father Abdullah, grandfather Abdul Muttalib, great-grandfather Hashim. Hashim is buried in Gaza. So he went there, you must remember, to go meet and discuss and so forth and so on. Lo and behold, what happens? On the return now, in Medina Munawwara, he, Abdullah, passes away. The Master alayhi salatu salam will be born. The Miladun Nabi will take place. Yatim. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. This side, the honorable mother Sayyida Amina is left alone. Listen to what she says, and for you ulama and students, the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Wara'at ummi annahu kharaja minha noor. While my mother was in a gestation, in a pregnancy and expecting, she would see nur emanating, radiance, effulgence emanating from her. She is in Makkah Mukarramah, but such nur that she could see the buildings and the palaces there right in Levant. Levant is Biladu Sham, and that is in Syria, Palestine, and in Jordan and those places. This is prior to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak birth. So see, that the mother knew, I am going to give birth to the most beloved, the most precious of Almighty Allah's creation. And remember, imagine the father already passed away. So Allah Jalla Wala brought all these circumstances. I just go one step further for you to remember this. This what I am telling you is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes place. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is born in Makkah Mukarramah. All the details will come today, tomorrow we'll see how it goes. So nevertheless, you must remember, now there is a qahat. There is, you must remember, famine and drought there in Makkah Mukarramah. And the people now is desert. So remember, they all worried and perturbed and concerned, what will happen now? So they came to Abu Talib, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chacha, his kaka, his paternal uncle. And remember, he was the big chief. And said, Abu Talib, you have to do something. Don't you see our businesses and everybody, human being, everybody is suffering. He said, I will do something. Oh Muslims, oh Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, oh my non-Muslim brothers and sisters, see what happens. This is mentioned in Kitabul Istisqa. When you don't have rain, you go out in the open terrain and field, and you beg Almighty Allah for rain. Allahumma aghisna, Allahumma asqina. So in that chapter, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah brings this hadith. He, Abu Talib, takes his nephew, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whilst he's a baby, whilst the master alayhi salam is a child, carries the master alayhi salatu salam, wa alsaqa zahrahu bil bayt, takes the mubarak back of the master alayhi salatu salam, and lets the mubarak back of the master alayhi salam touch the baytullah Kaaba musharrafa, and the mubarak countenance and face mubarak of the master alayhi salam face the people. And then he reads the following words. Ulama, you can read it both ways, students. Oh, people, this hadith, this saying and poetry in Bukhari Sharif. وَأَبْيَدَ يُسْتَسْقَ الْغَمَامُ بِوَجِيهِ. Oh, my beloved nephew, your face is so shining and glittering that today we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for rain through you and through your wasila. Imagine. This is a baby, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the mushrikeen, the polytheists are witnessing all this, that the Habib of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is brought to the Baytullah, the greatest brought to the greatest, the Baytullah, Noor attracted to the Noor, and then that he reads Abu Talib and them. وَأَبْيَدَ أَبْيَدَ أَيْ أَمْدَحُ أَبْيَدَ. If you know Arabic, I am praising you, my beloved nephew. You are so handsome. You are so perfect. We see the perfection in your Mubarak countenance. Now what can I tell you, my brothers? You need to learn some Arabic, you know. That people say, describe the master alayhi salatu wasalam. Go to chapter 53, surah 53, surah wal-Najmi. And see what Allah Jalla Wala speaks of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you want to know about the tongue mubarak of the master, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak of his own desires, it is but wahi and revelation. If you speak of the eyes mubarak of the master alayhi salam, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَىٰ. The eyes mubarak of the master don't deviate this side and this side, see haram things, nay, never. The master alayhi salatu salam, everything Allah made perfect. Ma kadhaba al-fu'adu ma ra'a. And the mubarak heart of the master alayhi salam, whatever it saw is 100% the truth. So see how Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala praises Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam jasad athar. Nevertheless, then the rain comes and so forth and so on. Go further and see. What do the people say? So you know where Jabal Abi Qubais? Allama Ibn al-Jawzi has mentioned this in Wafa'ul Wafa. That the Jinnat, you know where the palace is today, there next to the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. We don't agree with the palace story, but to explain to you the location, Jabal Abi Qubais. So there you must remember that from there, the jinnats were already making announcement. قَبْلَ مِيلَادِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. The jinnats are telling people that, you know what, an extraordinary event is going to take place here in Makkah. So what must you do? أَكْرِمْ بِمَوْلُودٍ وَأَكْرِمْ بِوَالِدِ. It's long poetry they were singing and reciting. And he said, oh people, you have to honor this Mawlud, you have to honor this yatim. He was, he is, he will always be the most beloved to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Akrim bi Mawludin wa akrim bi walidi. And be and honor the family, the father, the mother, the entire family also. Imagine jinnats are rejoicing the advent of the Master alayhi salatu salam before the Master alayhi salatu salam's appearance. Can you imagine, my brothers? Go one step further. That ulama have written, our honorable ustad, our sheikh, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, Hafidhahullah, our Mawlana Abdul Aziz, mashallah, he said for my teacher, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, rahimahumullah. He's still alive, mashallah. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant all our teachers, barakah, afiyah, siha. Allah grant those who passed away, Jannat al-Firdaus. We are always indebted to them, and we always make dua for them. And those of you who are ulama students, and you know Arabic, remember this book of Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haqsab, Hafidhahullah, the Sharah, the commentary on Qasida Burda, a masterpiece. It's in Urdu and it's in Arabic. And it is, the title of it, Ad-Durratul Farda. The title is Ad-Durratul Farda, commentary of Qasida Burda. In there you will find what I'm telling you. Prior to the Mubarak Milad of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, so Hazrat Amina, she's already saying, when the time came for makhaz, when the time came for labor pains, then it was that you see that the stars were making sajda, and they were, I felt they're going to come and fall right upon me. Imagine. Even the stars making sajda out of respect for Khatamun Nabiyeen, for respect of Rahmatul Alameen, for respect of him, Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, brothers, I visited Iraq. I don't know if any one of you visited Iraq. Iraq is called Iraq Ardur Rafidatain. That's the name of Iraq. Ardur Rafidatain means that side there is the Furat, the Euphrates River, and that side there is the Dijla, so the Tigris River, and in between that is called Iraq. You must remember the olden name and Mesopotamia and all the stories. So let's go on. Prior to the Mubarak birth and Milad of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Irhas, that is our topic, Irhas. So you must remember, what did Almighty Allah do? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala led the Furat. The current of it was going from right to left, for example. And now you find the current of the water of the Furat, the Euphrates, started going left to right. It started changing its course and going in a different direction. So the people started wondering, all this you will find in the commentary that I mentioned at Durratul Farda. So the people started wondering what is going on. Allah is showing them, your time is finished. I'm sending the last and final messenger. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. Then Nabi Nuh, Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Musa, Nabi Dawood, all. Then the last prophet of the Israelites, Jesus, peace be upon him. Nabi Isa alayhi salam was the last prophet of the Israelite prophets. Then when the Jews wanted to assassinate him, Allah Jalla Wala protected him. بَرَّفَأَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ Allah Jalla Wala raised him in the state of awakeness, physically, bodily. And remember, he is alive, and that is our unanimous decision and consensus on that issue. Bukhari Sharif's hadith teaches us that the intervening period after Raf'i Isa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam going to the heavens, and the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam is 600 years. 6 centuries are the intervening period. So people went into kufr and into shirk and every worst thing you could think about. So now we have to bring the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in to the radiance and the nur. So what does Almighty Allah say? In Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, verse number 1, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ You, Ya Rasulullah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will be your function, that you take the nur. You see, we are now, you people who are far away, you wouldn't know what's going on here. We got DC, direct current. We got AC, alternate current. Then we got ANC and no current. So currently now you must remember we're sitting here with load shedding. But Allah reward our Mawana Zakaria and all the trustees. I don't know them, but Allah reward all of you. The mothers, the sisters, the children. Therefore, I love to come to small towns. Everybody gets involved. The kalas and all are busy. Okay, what you want? You want samosas or you want bhajjas or you want what and what? I tell them, I only got one stomach and one wife, you know. So you must remember that just now they'll offer something else also. You understand? So you must remember. Lot of things go on when you travel. You must remember these things here. So anyway, my brothers and sisters and esteemed listeners, so Habibuna Mustafa. So we have load shedding here, but you won't sense it because mashallah, all the lights are on. They got inverters, they got their generators. So mashallah, Allah Jalla Wala gave us a ni'mal badal, gave us a good replacement, mashallah. Allah reward you. So see, at the time of load shedding, you take that one candle and then you ignite so many other candles. So what do you think Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was doing? He, the Master alayhi salam, started one. And remember, who was the first person, mother's sisters? Who was the first person, my mother's sisters, I repeat, to embrace Islam alal itlaq? Absolutely, totally. Was who? Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Never ever forget Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Therefore, one day, you know, in Arabic we have a saying, "Ad-dharratan la tattafiqan," that when you have two wives, that they don't agree too much, you know. I have one friend there in Port Elizabeth and so forth. So he's got two wives. So when I was alone with him, I say, "How you manage?" He say, "I'm a diplomat." I say, "What you mean you're a diplomat?" He say, "I walk in the middle, and one wife on the right, one wife on the left. So I whisper in her ear and tell her, if I press your hand more, you must know I love you more. And I tell the other one, if I press your hand more, you must know." He say, "I press both their hands." You understood? So you must remember these things. So my brothers, that how did Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the only wife at that time, 25 years plus, remember, married to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. One day Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha said, "Ya Rasulullah Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you mention Hazrat Khadija so much, but we are also here." Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya Aish, Ya Muwaffaqa, Ya Siddiqa, Ya Humaira, learn from this, you men, how Nabi alayhi salam would address his beloved wife. Ya Humaira, you with the red cheeks and beauty, enhancing her beauty. Ya Muwaffaqa, Allah gave you tawfiq to do all the good." 2,210 ahadith she reported and narrated. So she brought iman on me when no one wanted to accept me. She gave me a wealth when no one wanted to support me financially, materially. Oh Aisha, she's the mother of my children. Four daughters and two sons came from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. The ending of the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, innaha kanat wa kanat. She's unique, she's exemplary. Don't ever forget her contribution. I'm explaining to you the Noor. The Noor started in Makkah. The first person to embrace Islam. And if you just go extension, just quickly for your information, if today you just Google all day, you're playing with TikTok and TokTik and all these things, yeah, tactics and Allah knows what else. So you must remember, just Google and go, which is the oldest university in the world? Oldest university in the world. Mothers, sisters, you are the one who can make it happen. So you must remember, I've been there with Allah's help. Go to Morocco and go read the history of, remember, Qarawiyyin, and you will see the land and the sand and the structure. They were donated by who? Fatima Fihriya. You go to our oldest masjid in South Africa, 1794, 200 years prior to our democracy. Who gave the land and the sand? Sarki van die Kaap. See the ladies, the women, what a role they played. So remember, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mercy, is a mercy, will always be a mercy for the entire creation and universe. So let's go back. So prior to the birth of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the stars are already coming down. Then you see in Kisra. Kisra is the Persian Empire. So when you go that side there, you will see in Iraq and all those places, till today when we went, you see one wall is still there. They are empires, the remnants and relics and so forth. So my brothers, that they saw dreams. What dream they saw? They had huge, huge towers, 14 towers, one by one, each one crumbling. So they went to their chiefs, to their tabiri ru'ya, to the people who interpret dreams. What's the meaning of all this? What can they say? That they had to look down and tell the emperor that it's near, that your whole empire will collapse. And collapse indeed, whether it was the Roman Empire, whether it was the Persian Empire. Why? Because the greatest Noor is coming to the world. Who? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So understand this, my brothers. The message of the messenger is filled with radiance and effulgence. You want to discuss any topic. I always tell the non-Muslims, you ask me any topic you want related to Islam. You want to discuss economics, you want to discuss politics, you want to study sociology, whatever you want. Let us discuss, and then we juxtapose and compare what Islam is teaching us and what you are teaching us. So you will always see that our message is a Nurani message, is a message that brings about the radiance and effulgence. And you must remember, yours bring about the zulumat and the darkness. Who is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Master alayhi salam himself says, Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam reconstructed the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. Father and son went around 7 times to see there is no defect in the building, in the structure, in the edifice. And then father made dua, son said Ameen. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 129. What dua he made? رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Ya Allah, from these people of Makkah, from this desert, Ya Allah, let the final messenger come. And his functions will be, he will teach the people how to recite your verses, the Quran Sharif. He will teach the people the meaning, interpretation of the Quran Sharif. He, the Master, alayhi salam, will teach the people the meaning of Sunnah, the preaching, the Sunnah, the actions and the speech of the Master, alayhi salam. And wa yuzakihim, purify them and cleanse them from kufr and blasphemy, from shirk and polytheism, and internally from pride and jealousy. So the Master alayhi salam elaborates and say, Ana, hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Ana da'watu Ibrahim, I am as a result of the dua of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Imagine Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam making dua. And that is why we have so many problems today with the Jews and all of them. When you study all the Israelite prophets, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is the father. His first son is Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Second son, you must remember, is Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Ismail alayhi salam, the one who listens to Almighty Allah, and Almighty Allah listens to his duas. Second dua son, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, the one who smiles. So all the Israelite prophets came from the progeny of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ishaq, Nabi Yaqub, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and it carried on, right up to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Before Miladun Nabi, we're speaking about Irhas. Understand this point, my brothers, very important. That these people, the Jews and the non-Muslims, they used to make dua. Oh Allah, in this battle, give us victory in the name of Akhirun Nabi al-Maw'ud, the last and final messenger to come. Because of his barakah, give us victory. وَكَانُوا يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. That they used to make dua, that Ya Allah, before the final Nabi comes, we are making wasila and tawassul, and asking Ya Allah, that you accept us. But when the Master alayhi salatu salam's Miladun Nabi took place, he, the Master alayhi salam, came from the progeny of Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمَّا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. Then they rejected. They say, why did the last messenger come? You must remember from the progeny of Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Had he come from the progeny of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, then we should have gladly accepted. So what is this whole battle today raging on? وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. They want you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, to leave your Islam, Allah forbid, and join them. Why? حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Because of jealousy and envy. So we must never fall in the trap. We have the best and we must share it with the rest. That is our duty. Ana da'watu Ibrahim wa bushra Isa. For you Christians, see what the Quran is teaching us. Chapter 61, verse number 6. Chapter 61, verse 6. Prophet Jesus is telling people, wa mubashiran bi rasuli ya'ti min ba'di ismihi Ahmad. And the final messenger will come, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his name will be Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do we know the meaning Muhammad and Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Muhammad, if you say Mahmud, somebody's name is Mahmud, so you are praised. Muhammad, more so in the text and context of the Master alayhi salam, then four times as Mubarak, Nami, Nami, Ismigrami, honorable name is mentioned in the Noble Quran. Chapter 47 is entitled Surah Muhammad. So remember this, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, that it means that he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be the most praised by Almighty Allah himself. That is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will praise you, O Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, the most in the entire creation. Allah praises the Master alayhi wa sallam the most. And the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praises Allah jalla wa ala the most. Therefore, the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the name Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahmad me is meaning I gave you, is mentioned once in the Noble Quran. You, my Christian brothers, sisters, children, go to your Bible, whatever version you want to go. You know, on the radio I say, you have so many different versions that even the virgins get confused. You understood? So you must remember that when we challenge the Pope that read for us the Bible, the original Bible, by heart, by memory, in the original language, so the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope, you see. So anyway, that's by the way. Let's carry on here with the issue. When you speak of Makkah, biblical language, go open Deuteronomy. You will find the word, you must remember, Faran. In Arabic, Al-Kitabul Muqaddas, and Paran, P-A-R-A-N. And that is where the final messenger will be born. In Deuteronomy, it's mentioned. So to show Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will take place where? Biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in inda baytikal muharram. Ya Rasulullah, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your honorable milad and birth will take place in the greatest city for all time, all places, the nucleus of this whole world and planet earth, and Umm al-Qura, the mother of all towns and cities. And why? Because your message is global and international, and it is called Paran in English, that's what the biblical term, and Faran in Arabic, and in Quranic terminology, Biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in in the Baitikal Muharram. You, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be born in that desert, in that place, where once upon a time there was no vegetation, no habitation, nothing. So to sum up, my brothers, each one of us should know that what is Irhas, all the signs to show that the greatest event ever to take place was Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was the international message. So me and you, that message, give the message to one and all, Muslim, non-Muslim, without being apologetic and without compromising. When we have the best, why not we share it with the rest? So remember, that is our duty, my brothers. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, not only in Rabiul Awwal, our duty is da'wat ilallah. Invite humanity and invite the creation towards the beauty of Islam, the mahasin of Islam, and never ever feel apologetic about it. So our maids, our employees, our neighbors, all of them, today you must remember they have so many misconceptions. One day quickly, I was in the Caribbean, Barbados. So we dress just like this, you know. So they called me in, interrogation. So the lady sits there, she stood there, and I was sitting. My wife was there sitting. But they're not interested in my wife, they're interested in me. So, and then two big policemen there. They said, "Sir, I am in charge of this airport, I have a few questions for you. What you say of Islamic fundamentalism?" So the TV was playing there on the side. So I looked at her and I smiled. I said, "Madam, you see this here? This is troubling all of you." So she smiled also. So I said, "This is infiltrating human beings' minds. We are the most fundamental people in our belief. But we are the most peaceful people on this earth. We don't touch wine, we don't touch swine." And she said, "Just go, go, it's all right." So for what you want to be apologetic and all these type of things? So you must remember this time. So you take every way we go with Allah's help, we never apologize. So be always firm on our belief and say we will remain Muslim with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala. We will pass away as with Iman and Islam. My time is concluded. We have to make dua also. We thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the capital team, and all the directors, our brother Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Shabir Basha, all the trustees of this masjid, our Mona Zakaria, our Mona Abdul Aziz and his son, our Umar, Hafiz Umar. He's our Jamai also, you know. He's married to my nephew's daughter. No, Omar? I got mixed up about nephew's daughter who we got married to. He's married, is our connection also. All my students, mashallah. And mashallah, that we thank all the people here of Hawick. And you know, we always must remember that this masajid, keep it abad, believe you me, brothers. Keep the masjid abad, Allah will keep you, your family, everybody. Quick, I give you one story. You'll know Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad, right? So there is, you must remember, Sheikh Khalil Husri. We met him, everything, we read Salat behind him. When he was a young boy, in Egypt on the periphery, so the travelers used to go, his family used to take small pieces of carpets and put there. Somebody in the family saw a dream, and they saw that the odor of grape juice is coming out. They said, "What's this?" They went to one big sheikh there. He said, "Who's one good youngster there?" He said, "Mahmoud." He said, "Take him to Azhar. This is 80, 90 years ago." So they enrolled him. He became Hafiz. He became Qari. He became Sheikhul Qurra. I heard him reading in the Haram Sharif in 74, 75. They announced he's going to read. And those who want to make tawaf, carry on. The rest remain silent. And then we met him in Karachi. You know what he did? أول من سجل القرآن بقراءة لحفص أول من سجل القرآن برواية ورش أول من سجل القرآن برواية قالون. The first person to record the whole Quran in the tape, you know, the big tapes and all that, according to the different riwayats. أول من قرأ القرآن في البيت الأبيض, in the White House, the first person to read Quran. أول من قرأ القرآن في الأمم المتحدة. So he read, the first person to read Quran in the United Nations. See, if you attach yourself to Quran, to Sunnah and Masjid, Allah will elevate you. So let's make dua for everybody, brothers, sisters, inshallah. Allah Jalla Wala accept us all. And I must thank our Dawood Montli, my brother Muhammad Basa, our Hafiz Wadi. Our Muhammad Basa is a sharpshooter, mashallah. He brings us everywhere quick also. Allah reward him. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين. جزاك الله خير.